There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live talks technology.
Our guest today is Nick Rago from Tech Radar Middle East. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of swept up in the shopping craze, unfortunately. So my boss Abbas, I'm sure, would not have a very productive day because I spend most of it online looking at bargains and adding things to my shopping cart so I can buy them as quickly as possible.
But that, I mean, that is the idea of our topic today. Are there bargains to be had? What should we be doing? Where should we be looking? Should we be venturing out into the shops? And I'm sure Nick is going to have plenty to say on that. Tim, I'm sure you're dying to get to the malls over the weekend. No?
I keep getting emails from the online retailers, and one the other day came through and it said, start bookmarking, do this, do that. So I thought, well, I'll have a look. So I had a look, and do you know what I found?
What?
For less than 500 dirhams?
Some new trainers.
A table tennis table. And I thought, that's what I need.
That's an investment.
I need a table. And you can fold it up and it's got wheels, and I'm thinking, I may well be a ping pong player before you know it.
And it's NLT. Communal.
Well, it
family
is.
Fun.
And, of course, we've just finished Dubai Fitness Challenge, so exercise, key in the mind. There you are. That's what I was thinking. But there are, the thing is, Nick, are there deals around?
Really? Okay.
Are there any better deals than normal?
Well, I'm going to give you three reasonable deals that I've picked up on, okay? As you know, I've got a pair of Bose QuietComfort 35 headphones. I love them. Noise cancelling, fantastic. I pay good money for them.
Right.
You can, if you want good noise cancelling headphones and you don't want to spend like a grand on them, you can get the Bose QuietComfort 25, which is a few years older, wired, but still works perfectly. You can get that for about 750 dirhams online now, down from about 1,100.
Which is a reasonable deal.
Which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
If you are in the market for a new iPhone or, you know, iPhone 8 or an iPhone X, whatever, there are a few bargains here and there, but I've seen a good bargain for a Samsung Galaxy S8. Very good phone. I've got one as well. It's retailing now. It used to be 2,800 dirhams. It's retailing now for 2,000 dirhams. So that's 800 dirhams you save. But possibly the best one I've seen so far, which has literally just popped up on my feed, is a Microsoft Surface Pro 4 tablet. Okay, this is 120 gigs of storage, 4 gigs of RAM, Wi-Fi, Core i5 processor. Original price, 4,000 dirhams. They're selling it for 50% off. So you're paying 1,999, which is some pretty good savings.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with it. It's genuine. It's verified. Everything is perfect. It's just 50% off.
It's a nice machine as well, isn't it?
It is.
Mm.
You just mentioned the Samsung Galaxy phone there, Nick. We've had a question in. It's just, I have an iPhone 6, I think it is. I have an iPhone 6, and they want to know, what's the difference between the iPhone 8 and 10? Is there much of a difference? Should you splash out the extra cash or not?
Well, obviously the biggest difference I think that you'll see with the iPhone 10 is it has no sort of home button, and it basically uses, you know, touch gestures to get in and out of apps, and it just from a style point of view, it looks a lot more premium than any of the iPhones before it. Underlying processor technology and software, you get a few tweaks here and there, but just looking at the design and what the iPhone 10 can do, you are just tempted to go and buy it. The only drawback will be you'll be spending over 4,000 dirhams to get that in your pocket. So that's a lot of money to pay for a smartphone.
I know, because you're not really an Apple user.
I'm indifferent. I mean, I've never used I never own an iPhone, so I don't know personally firsthand what the experience is like. But from the guys in the office who have an iPhone, they love talking about it. So it is a great phone, and in the day, and if you like Apple as an ecosystem, and if you've got other Apple devices, then it makes complete sense to buy one.
Yeah, because some programs you can't go between the two, can you? I've never had an Android phone, but I know that I couldn't switch so easily between them.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone else has said, "Hi Nick, is a Hisense TV worth it?"
We actually have a Hisense TV in the office. It's great. It's a 42-inch one, I believe. And it's great. And the reason, you know, some people, they look at these brands and they think, you know, should I buy them? And I've never heard of them before. But in reality, these brands actually use the same panels as some of the top manufacturers because they all kind of come from the same place. So you may be end up paying more for just the brand name than the actual tech behind the TV. So we've got a Hisense in the office. It's been working fine. 43 inches, perfect. We're actually going to upgrade it to an LG on Monday. We saw a beautiful LG 49-inch 4K TV on souq.com for 1,599 dirhams, cool. Down from like 2,300 something. So we're going to get that on Monday and upgrade our Hisense.
So Pat, if you want a Hisense TV, Nick's going to be selling one soon. So
we're going to keep both. We can never have too many
TVs.
Stay
tuned. Coming up, we'll be talking about a saucy, rubbish Kickstarter that seems to have had Tim very excited. Stay tuned.
Nick Radar.
Nick Radar.
Do you
That's
know
your
what?
New name.
You
your
should change your name now.
Nick Radar
How
from great. Tech Rago.
How
That's
would
the
that,
new one.
That's so much better. Nick Radar joins us on the line from LA.
Producer Michelle, standards are slipping. I say this every show. Can we do something about the help?
I think that is incredibly creative.
Nick
so
Radar.
I'm going to
Don't support her.
Appeal.
That Nick Radar is better than Nick Rago, so it's happening now. That's your new name. Nick Radar
oh,
from
my
Tech
word.
Radar. So I'm sorry, that's just it. But we're gonna dive straight into Tim's favourite rubbish Kickstarter to date, would you say?
It's I can see a use for this. Only really in the US, but I can see that this is going to work,
no,
really.
Worldwide potential, this bad boy.
Brilliant.
Rubbish Kickstarters.
So, Nick, Tim is excited
because
it's a world first, isn't it?
It is. I do love how you teased it before the break, though. It was excellent.
The dip clip.
Yes.
For all the saucy individual needs that you might have.
In your car.
Yeah. Why not?
So this is basically, so you know how you've got those little clip-on mobile phone holders or clip-on air fresheners and things like that that basically clip onto your air conditioning vents in your car? The dip clip is an in-car holder. Get this. For your ketchup packets and dipping sauces.
I think it's great.
Producer Michelle is having a little seizure in the corner because I think she's delighted with this. Is this going to go on your Christmas wish list, Producer Michelle?
Oh my goodness, I didn't look at your notes today. I just trusted you. But
you're missing out. This is
amazing.
Quality journalism.
So you can, but I don't
advocate dipping and driving.
Yes,
can I just say
maybe
that?
It's for the passenger though. Could be for the
it
passenger.
Could be, yeah. So basically, you go to your favorite, you know, burger joint or wherever, and you get those little plastic, not the sachets, like little containers.
Yeah.
And you peel off the lid, and you just like position this in the dip clip, and you can dip your nuggets or whatever you want in it, and you're good to go.
Dip away to your heart's content.
Yes.
But you know, it's something we all think about, isn't it? You know, you want to have some fries. There's no dip there. It's not the same experience if
it
you
is
can't
not.
Eat it in the
yes.
same way. So this is basically, you know, this is I'm describing the dip clip.
I gotta have my sauce here. So, nuggets without sauce?
I know.
We're in America.
How do you eat ketchup with your fries in the car?
So I don't. That's the problem. I have to eat them plain.
You ever eat ketchup with your fries while in the car?
No.
Why not?
I don't want ketchup everywhere.
What if I told you there was a much better way to do it?
See, that's a great tease, isn't it? What if I said I could sort this problem out for you and your life would be better?
Well, there's a man with a plan when it comes to dipping and sauces and French fries. So here we go.
This right here is the dip clip.
Okay.
Right. I'm going to slide it right here in this vent. Okay.
What?
This is so cool. Oh my God.
Wow. That's convenient.
All sizes from all the major fast food restaurants fitting right in.
You like that?
Yeah, you should put one right here too.
Does that fit ketchup?
Yeah. Well, the ketchup has a little insert. So when you're not using the sauce, let me show you. You just pop it out, you know, and then you put an insert right there, fill it up with ketchup.
Oh my gosh.
See, there's a great deal of excitement about this. You can tell, can't you?
There's one problem for me with this.
What's that?
One very big problem. I don't like ketchup or mayonnaise. So,
but do you like barbecue sauce?
No.
Did you like mustard?
You like mustard?
Yeah, I like mustard.
Okay.
So salad dressing?
Yeah, but then you don't want to dip a chip in vinaigrette, do you?
Oh, I don't know. That's
mayo?
Strange, strange
mayo would be good?
No,
mayo and fries?
No, that's upsetting. Don't say that to me, Nick.
Right, okay,
but this is, I mean, that aside, you could maybe put hummus in it. Like me, I like hummus.
Ooh,
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah?
See, that's,
They're talking our language now.
Do you know that's actually a really good idea. Somebody should do that.
Do you know what?
Package up hummus into those little...
Can I just say, forget hummus. Can we just have churros, a little bit of chocolate sauce in there?
Oh,
I will dip a churro in that.
Yeah, cool. So we're already developing this already. We can already see the multitude of uses for this. But this is why, even beyond what we've suggested, why this clip dip is just so great.
I have an extra hand.
Yeah.
You know what that means for a mom?
This would be awesome for my kids. They love ketchup. I think a fry is just a device to get ketchup into their mouths.
And it's safe to clean in the dishwasher?
Yeah,
like that?
Totally food safe.
Wow.
Does it like slip? Like does it slide around?
Yeah,
wow.
It's really
That's really
tight.
Secure.
Looks awesome. Looks really durable too.
And it swivels too. It's got different slots on here so you can fit different vents.
That is so cool.
No drippage, no spillage.
So there you go. I mean, that's nonsense. No drippage, no spillage is nonsense, because as soon as you take it away, it's going to spill. But I like the mother there saying, well, it's a chip is just a vehicle so that I can get my kids to eat tomato sauce. And I'm thinking, what exactly do you feed your children? But you can see why something like this would catch on. I mean, the sales message there slaps you in the face twice every time with every clanging sentence. But The people like it.
Well, here's the funny thing. In the Kickstarter, they've actually taken the dip clip into a rally car with a rally driver, and they're showing a guy enjoying his chicken nuggets while a rally driver is basically tearing around the woods.
Oh, this is just insane. But, you know, okay, it's great, but it's still going to be messy in the car, surely. You know, there'll be dip everywhere, chips everywhere.
Well, if you're a rally driver, yes. But I'm guessing a normal commute, you're not going to have sauce flying all over your car, which is, you know, precisely the point of this contraption. And whether or not you think it's a good idea or not is irrelevant, because the public have spoken. These guys were looking for $10,000. I don't know what you're going to make with $10,000, really. What can you honestly do with $10,000? But they wanted $10,000 to make this happen. With 44 days to go for funding to be finished, they have raised a redonkulous $20,433.
That is a lot of money.
That's gone up nearly $400 since I looked this afternoon, by the way.
Imagine how many packets of sauce you can buy with that kind of money.
There you go.
Yeah, but you have to give people what they want, and clearly
they want the dip clip.
It's just like one of those things in your life you didn't realize was missing until it appeared on Rubbish Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly. Until we started talking about it on the radio. Text us now, seriously, 4001 via the Dubai Eye app if you would buy the dip clip, because it really is something I think is missing in your life.
I know. I am interested. Would you invest in it, Tim?
Not in this, no, because the saucy issue in my car is nothing to do with whether I've got fast food or not. The problem is with this, I know it was weirdly phrased, it came out not as it
that
seemed
needs,
in my
that
head.
Needs further explanation.
Needed work, yeah, that one, yeah, didn't it? No, but do you know what this does? This illustrates Kickstarter really well, because if you look at the amount of money, $20,400, around about, something like that, they wanted $10,000, mm-hmm, yeah? So they've done really well. So you go online, people are going to back you if they like the thought of your idea. But it was 990 backers. It's around about 1,000 people have contributed. So you can see the kind of ethos behind Kickstarter with this. It's one of those daft little things that you actually don't need.
Yes.
And it is completely useless in almost every way, but it kind of solves a problem you didn't know you had. Yeah. That's what Kickstarter's for.
That's what it's for, and also for fueling the segment.
Yeah, but Nick, would you give them your money? Do you think this is worthwhile, genuinely?
No, because I don't eat in my car, especially while I'm driving.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like a normal person.
We would not condone dipping and driving in any context whatsoever, Nick, of course. No, but no, you wouldn't give them your money.
No. Can you imagine like if you had some sort of fragrant dip sitting in front of your air conditioning and it would just be blowing in your face because your air conditioning is blowing the scent towards you? Like you had a garlic dip in there, you'd just be smelling garlic dip.
That's a good point, actually. Yes. Yeah.
Good point. It
could easily backfire. But then, you know, I've got a rule in my car, no fast food in my car. Because, you know, so that kind of, you know, the old stale, stale fried food.
So would you have a three-course dinner instead?
Well, potentially, yeah. No, smorgasbord of Swedish delights.
Tim keeps sweeties in his car.
Yeah, I've got a lot of sweeties in my car. Yeah, I look forward to my mint on the way home.
Oh, this is the life, Tim.
All right, then. So it's Rubbish Kickstarters. That's done. Are we done and dusted with that? Have we dissected that one enough?
We've dipped it enough.
All right, Drive Live Talks Tech today. Nick Rago is here from Tech Radar, or as we now call him, Nick Radar is here. We're going to be looking at Tesla's new awesome, epic Roadster. Nick Rago is here from techradar.com. The Middle East page is available now. There you go. Was that good?
Yes, good enough.
Thank you.
I'll accept it.
Let's talk about Tesla, because you are a big fan of the Tesla. They've just unveiled not just a truck, Nick. It's an epic, apparently, in capital letters with lots of exclamation marks, car.
Yes, this is the updated Tesla Roadster. Now, the Roadster's actually been around for a while, but we haven't really seen many changes to it, and Tesla really hasn't been pushing it as much as their model S3 and X and their upcoming Y. But this was literally out of the blue. Elon Musk unveiled it last week at the semi unveiling. And this is insane, all right? Basically, it gets about 620 miles per charge. It'll be out in 2020. It costs around $200,000 US, and it goes from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 1.9 seconds.
Ooh. Fast.
With top speeds of over 250 miles per hour, which is insane. And this is the base model. So there are going to be models, you know, even higher up than this, which will literally be breaking records.
You're itching to get your hands on one of these, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if I can wait till 2020, but we'll wait and see. But it's insane. You know, when you look at the performance of cars like this and you realize that it's 100% on electric, you're trying to imagine what is the kind of tech and the kind of engineering that goes into making a car like this, and why haven't other manufacturers caught on? Why are you know, people still pushing for regular petrol engines when you have companies like Tesla that are, you know, making these cars that can go really long distances on a single charge, and they can also travel at these incredible speeds?
And it's like you said, the technology and the innovation is moving so quickly. You know, the advance that they've made from the first Roadster to this one, you just wonder, where will it be in 2020 when this car is available and ready?
Yeah.
What will they be pushing towards the market next?
Exactly. And the fact that Elon Musk says that, you know, the figures they quoted at the unveiling were the base model, who knows what's going to happen with, you know, with the actual souped up, you know, tricked out version of the Roadster they're going to unveil in 2020. It's absolutely insane. But it kind of gives you hope that, you know, people who drive supercars, if they are driving something like the Roadster, they get that kind of performance, but from an electric vehicle, which is fantastic.
The thing is, we don't like change, though, do we? And you don't want to be caught short, and there isn't the charging infrastructure yet. And I know that sounds negative. Simply put, it isn't there yet. So, you know, making the jump, you know, it's chicken and egg. Do you need the charging infrastructure or do you need the car? Which do you need first? Because it's not all of us that do a hop from, you know, home to the office and back. Yes. You know, that's the difficulty.
Yeah, I think with a lot of cities where Tesla has had a lot of success, particularly in the US, is because they've realized that they've taken it step by step. They started with the cars, they started with a small network of charging stations, and now it's spread across the country. So you can basically go from one supercharger to the next and travel, you know, pretty much anywhere else in the US.
And we just wanted to move along, Nick, and look at the Star Wars Battlefront 2 video game. There's been a lot of criticism.
There has. I mean, this was one of the, you know, sort of more anticipated games of the year, following up from last year's Star Wars release. And, you know, I played it at Gamescom. It actually was shaping up to be a really good game. And when the game was going to be released, we were all looking forward to it. But then once gamers actually got their hands on it, one reviewers started playing the game, they realized that the game actually locked out a lot of content in terms of the weapons you could get or ships or characters. And to unlock these characters, it was such a long and drawn out process. And if you want to actually go and buy it using real world currency, if you were to unlock every single unlockable in the game with the real world money, it would cost you around $2,100.
For a game.
For all the content in game. And because basically they want you to keep on playing the game over and over again. And somebody did the math. I think it would take you X number of years to successfully unlock everything in the game. And that's just not how games should be built. It's not the way that a company as big as EA should be sort of putting the games out there, where they want people to keep on throwing money at the game that they've already bought. I think a lot of, you know, in the past, a lot of companies have been under fire for microtransactions, where you've got a game or an app where if you want to get extra lives or get an extra turn, you have to pay, you know, 99 cents or whatever, or a dollar to go further. Candy Crush is a great example. You know, there are only so many free free rounds you can go before you've got to start, you know, paying to continue playing the game. So I think things like this have been you know, in the works, and they have been scrutinized before in the past. But a game as big as Star Wars Battlefront 2 from a company as massive as EA has now, I think, pushed people over the edge, and they really want to, you know, to get to the bottom of things and find out why, you know, exactly EA would do this with their game.
And we weren't aware of this before the game was actually launched. That wasn't made public.
Yeah, it wasn't. And like I said, I played the game back in August, and it genuinely is a good game. But it's crippled by all of these microtransactions, all of these, you know, financial downfalls that are built into the game. And as a result of all the uproar and how much negativity the game was get, EA has basically temporarily disabled in-game purchases. So you can, you know, you don't have to worry about you know, spending real life money in just yet. But they've also reduced the cost to buy certain characters as much as 75%. So it's a really weird thing where they're basically double backing on, you know, what they had planned for the game. And it just goes to show you that they really weren't thinking about this when they were planning for the game's launch. It's crazy.
I'm not sure. If you say that that's there, it's fine, because you pay your money and you take your choice then, don't you? But if you don't let people know, what kind of a message does that send?
Exactly. I mean, it's almost like they just wanted to release the game to make it into a cash cow, to make it into a money-making racket, because they knew that players would want to get the best out of it. And genuinely, it is unfair to have one player having a more powerful character because they've gone and spent $50 on in-game currency to buy weapons and armor and things like that, versus the people who are genuinely going through the game and playing through all of the missions to unlock the very same armor and things like that. So you're just unfairly pitting players against each other in a game where you know that the people who have paid for these things are going to come out on top because they've got the advantage over them.
And just very, very briefly, Nick, we've now known that Uber has hid information. Big story that's come out of there. Lots and lots of people worried about their data.
Yeah, this was something that happened in October of last year, and Uber only kind of became aware of it in November of last year. And essentially, they were hacked, and the hack exposed the data of 57 million users. And what happened is the person who had hacked them essentially was holding the company at ransom, saying they're going to go ahead and disclose all of this data. And Uber, I think, paid an undisclosed sum to this hacker to basically delete the data. And following up from that, you know, the data wasn't leaked and everything was fine. But the fact of the matter remains that they were hacked, first of all. Mm. Secondly, they have an obligation to disclose this information to their investors and to the public, saying, okay, look, you know, we messed up and we were compromised and this is what's happened. Change your passwords, delete your credit card details, things like that, and go from there. But the fact that they remained silent for an entire year and now have only come to light because they've been found out is unforgivable. I think it's just not the right way to run a company. And as is, Uber has been in the news for all kinds of terrible reasons. This is just sort of like pummeling them more and more into the ground.
That's very true. Nick Rago. Nick Radar.
Whatever you want to call it. I've given up.
It's Drive Live Talks Tech. Our guest today was Nick Rago from Tech Radar. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.